top of the morning there, old man. Monday, in February, we're on a one-year anniversary of the last trip we took down to KU-MAD, which was
nice,
but it's been captured. At any rate, yesterday, I took Miles up to Liberty to hang out at Anthony's place a little bit, and I was just thinking about you, as I, of course, always do when I go up there, and just thinking, man, what new stories is Senior going to have this time? What happened this week, and this, that, and the other, and there's no new stories. I think it's just only the stories that we weave and keep going. And you know, I made all these little clips, audio and video clips of you in that conversation, and it's still too tough for Mom to get involved with, and I don't know if Joanne's going to be really ready to get immersed. You know, Anthony and I are different kinds of nut jobs, and you know, I think we've healed in different ways, and it heals us to hear your voice and to feel your presence again. So I think it's just a whole different creature, and that's cool. It takes all kinds, and it takes all kinds of methods to get to that point. But you know, I was talking yesterday, and I don't know if I talked to you much about this, you know, being a homeowner, full-blown homeowner now, and having the responsibility of keeping that place up, I'm just not going to go through the heartache of trying to fix things. I just know I don't know anything about, or I can't fix. So I'm going to hire people out to do it. I tell you what, this hand right here, I'm using to hold this recorder, is damn hurtful this morning. Miles had a little fit yesterday morning and started ripping at my flesh, and it's still one of those tempests that we're trying to tame. It's a long process. Nothing happens overnight. You know, kids go through phases, but see, sometimes I feel like we got a leg up on it, and other times I feel absolutely lost. Lost in a way I never thought I'd feel or have ever felt, but we love that kid, and I really genuinely believe that love eventually will conquer all of those little things that are hexing and perplexing. You know, one thing I did do yesterday, and I talked to Miles about this, you know, when Carrie and I were having him, I really wanted to get that Wing Migration movie with the, that French photographer that followed all of the migrating birds, and the geese have really gotten me since we've moved out here to Pelton. And yesterday I pulled over to the side of the road and got Miles out and went out to a field of geese and walked, and you could just see and hear them all get up in unison and fly off, and it was so cool to not only experience that, but to let him experience that. And I did it about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago on my own with a lot more geese, and that was really cool. I mean, on the one hand, I don't want the geese to have to you know, get up and fly and then come back because some ding-dong human like me wants to get them all fucking in a flurry, but it was worth it, you know. And they can use the exercise. They're fucking sitting around eating their faces loose. Only exercise those guys are getting when they're out in that field together is shitting, you know. Anyway, here we go. I'm 71 here, fucking traffic. I tell you what, man, it's like I pick regions to move to because of traffic. Ever since I left the city, it's like, you know, I come out here to Grandview and fucking the triangle's getting worked on. Now that I'm out here in Pelton, we got all these little fucking overpasses and shit that are getting worked on. It's like, man, just drive through Pelton was one thing. It was kind of weird to, you know, get out of city mode and know that, you know, I have to drive everywhere to go and get whatever I need. But man, now that there's traffic, it's just fucking arduous as shit. It's like, come on, let's find a better way. Let's let the Jetsons infuse us a little bit and get some flying cars just for us that have to deal with construction. That'd be a good way to unroll that thing, to really get people into like a test group of like, all right, let's see how flying cars work. You guys have all this traffic of bullshit. Let's give it to you guys. You test it out, and we'll beta it, and we'll see how it works. Let's see, I think that's all I got today, man. You enjoy your astral, spectral time on the other side. As I approach the, tell you what, real quick, as I approached the NAFTA lot known as Richardson Bower, you know, I get to this one vantage point over here on the highway, and there are shit loads of cars waiting up there, which is the whole idea of it. I did actually want to try to do a story for that, for Current, and kind of dropped it. It's, you know, kind of a mute point now. But one other thing on the whole Current front, because you're always real curious and asked me a lot about what was going on. I just found out recently, last week at some point, that one of my pieces aired. It was a collective piece with about three other journalists about the housing market, which is really cool. But I think, you know, lately I've slacked off on really going out and getting new stuff. My producer left the station, and the one that I was used to, and I don't think they're outsourcing to individuals like me unless I post it on the web and it gets a lot of attention. But I think it's kind of a mute point at this point. So I'm just enjoying the silence.